You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When the Flint water disaster first exploded, the state started sending emergency supplies to the city. Millions of dollars worth of bottled water, filters, and cartridges. Detroit Free Press reporter Paul Egan's front page story this week suggests the state overpaid for those supplies to the tune of hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars. And he found the state did not use a formal bidding process, going right to Georgia-based Home Depot to buy supplies and didn't seriously seek bids from Michigan companies. Egan's report has prompted Senate Minority Leader Jim Ananick of Flint to call for an investigation into just how the state bought those emergency supplies. Senator, what questions do you want to get answered and by whom?
Well, you know, we asked the Auditor General to do the investigation because they're the appropriate first step into this, and to one, to see what steps should have been followed, which ones weren't, why wasn't in-state companies used or at least given an opportunity to bid, a lot of things around that. I mean, this is obviously, it's a number of reasons why it's important to me as a resident of Flint and as a senator for Flint. Every dollar wasted could have been used on providing services to families in Flint that were affected by this. It's also taxpayers' money, right? I mean, so we should always be trying to use taxpayers' money wisely. And clearly the story and the Free Press shows that it was at the very least careless, and potentially it was sort of steered towards a friend of someone in the governor's office. And that, you know, obviously those allegations should be taken seriously and looked into.
I have to ask, as I read Paul's story, it did seem that what I saw was as soon as the state admitted there was a water crisis, one of the first things that happened was Governor Snyder's top aide, Rich Baird, went to a friend on the board at Home Depot and said, you know, we have a situation in Flint that could be an opportunity for Home Depot. Well, things were exploding and action was needed quickly. And really, doesn't a state bidding process take time?
Well, yeah, but they really didn't start purchasing filters and water and things like that until the emergency was declared in January in large scale. Right before that, the Red Cross and NWA was doing most of that. So they had a substantial amount of time. And the same thing, anyway, no matter what, the taxpayer's dollar is sacred, right? I mean, you don't waste taxpayers' money. And at the same time, every dollar you waste is a filter or a bottled water or a school nurse or some other programs that we now can't have. And we're already seeing the state start to say they're going to start moving out of Flint soon, even though the water has not been declared safe, that they're going to start only offering filters, no more bottled water. And that's going to be coming out, I think, very soon. And obviously, if they would have used the money more effectively, they could have lasted a lot longer. And that was a man-made crisis coming out of state government through the emergency managers and the failings of the governor's office. So they have an obligation to make sure crisis they created, that they don't exacerbate the problem by, you know, kicking things to friends of the governor's office. That is just inappropriate, and if that's true, there obviously needs to be an investigation first, but if it's true, it's very troubling.
Yeah, in fact, the Free Press story does show that the FEMA, the feds, cut out the middleman, and they went right to the manufacturer, and they bought everything at much lower prices.
Exactly. They could have obviously teamed up with FEMA or, you know, many of the United Way and others found ways to get, through donations, very cheap waters and filters that was a lot of help to people. And that's the way it should be done, right? I mean, obviously, this never should have happened in the first place, but because of, you know, the failings of the governor's office and the policies they put in place, citizens of Flint are struggling. And to sort of see the stories that come out is extremely troubling, and it's the reason why people don't trust government.
You've asked the Auditor General to investigate. Have you gotten a response, and do you believe he'll follow through and do it?
I have not received a response yet, but I do hope that the Auditor General, who works for the legislature, would obviously take wasting of taxpayers' dollars or potentially wasting of taxpayers' dollars very seriously and look into it.
Taking this big picture look, Senator, what does this say to you about the state's response to the Flint water disaster?
It sort of confirms that I think a lot of people felt that they've taken it more as a public relations concern, as a nuisance, and not something that should be treated as if it's the worst public health crisis we've seen in the state of Michigan ever. And one of which they created. And that does not still seem to be the case, the way that they're handling it. I mean, to use terms like this could be an opportunity for you, that alone. And obviously, you can take things out of context, so that does need to be looked into. But just on the surface, it's a very troubling thought that the people that are suffering in Flint could be an opportunity for a corporation, out-of-state corporation. That just, you know, and like I said, you know, obviously the things can be taken out of context, but that's what was said. And that needs to be explained.
Senate Minority Leader Jim Ananick of Flint. And, Senator, thanks for taking a little family time out to talk with us today on Stateside.
Appreciate it. Thank you.